So, I want to tell you a fairy tale of multi-person, multi-environment Drupal development. In the beginning, there was Mosaic, the web browser. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And then came Netscape Composer. How many of us have used it? Great. I think we all used it for developing websites, let's call them websites, or more simple pages locally, and uploaded them via FTP. Am I right? Okay. Then came Adobe Dreamweaver or something like. And we started to use CVS or RSC or some old school version management system. But they are considered to be ancient nowadays. Now we are using Drupal and Git, but why? From another point of view, Netscape Composer was supposed to be used by the only developer of the site, the only one who creates the site, the content, and just about anything on it. Time passed, and these sites became bigger and bigger. So there was multiple uploaders, let's call them uploaders, who create the content and make it available publicly. But they called it big sites because it needed these sites needed more than one person to upload the content. It worked for a point. But it wasn't too good to work on a big site and change how it appears. How does it look like, for example? So then came the time of the content management systems. And then came the time of developers and content managers, uploaders. So we started to create content management systems like Drupal, Joomla, WordPress, Typo3, and so on. Nowadays, we are dealing with even more complex sites. So they need more than one developer to build the CMS for that site. The topic of this session is how can we handle all these load between multiple developers. Multiple developers, multiple persons mean multiple environments. You mean there must be at least one environment which is the public facing website. Let's call it production or live. How many of us have hacked live sites? Okay. So I do hope we don't do this every day. That's why we have at least one more environment, the development environment, mostly on a local host. On a laptop. But complex sites needed a third environment for the customer who needed to be able to see how a new feature will look like before it goes out to production. This is the staging site, or staging short. Let's speak about two questions, what and how. What should be handled between these environments, and how can we handle them? In the Drupal ecosystem, there are three C's, code, configuration, and content. The frontiers, the borders between them aren't always solid. How can we handle different environments regarding code, configuration, content? Regarding the content part, how can we export content to code? How can we push content from the stage side to the production side, or how can we pull content to the production side from the stage? That's the short content of this session. So, is there anybody here who haven't ever used Git? Okay, I will not speak anymore about it. Code of Drupal is handled in Git, period. Configuration lies up to Drupal 7 in the database, well, mostly. How can we move this configuration between the environments? Views was the first module which introduced the idea of exporting the configuration from the database to the code. Code's changes can be moved around by using Git without any concerns, without any problems. So if we can somehow make the configuration to be code, to be in code instead of the database, then we are ready to go. Views was the first one which was able to do this. And the idea was so great that even more and more modules was using this technique. Features is the flagship of these. Features makes us to be able to export the configuration to code, which is good. But how can this all change when Drupal 8 comes? That was the first session yesterday, if I remember. I had a bit too much beer. Drupal 8's config management initiative moves the most of all of the configuration out of database back to code, so it can be handled via Git easily. And now let's get to the content. That's the most tricky part. We could export the configuration to code. Code could be moved between environments by using Git. But how can we use content? How can we move content from a site to another? Well, there are three different ways of doing it. First one is, if we can export configuration to code, then why not exporting content into code? I looked up so many modules which try to address this, but I couldn't find any which can handle all the little aspects of this topic. The first one was based on UUID features. Is there anybody here who doesn't know what a UUID is. UUID is a unique identifier for an entity. If I have a site with a, let's say, technology taxonomy vocabulary on it, and there's a, let's call it Drupal term, what's the identifier of it? It has a term ID. Well, how can I move it to another site? If my taxonomy term has ID 1, term ID 1 on the source site, and I want to move it to the target site, and there's another term on it with the same term ID, then I have a conflict. UUID tries to address this by introducing a unique identifier amongst all the sites. So most of the content exporting ways of doing of moving content is are based on UUID somehow. The first is UUID features. Which is still in dev. If I want to add the taxonomy term to a feature, how many of us have used features so far? Okay, all of us. If I add the taxonomy term to a feature via UUID features, then it pulls the vocabulary, which is bad, I think. Because I think vocabulary is not content, it's configuration. And content must be separate from configuration, even if I'm speaking about features. So the content, the term, must be in the same feature with the configuration. And I really hate this. When I export node into a feature, then the node references are exported by their UUID, which is good. But entity references, which is the future, and term references are exported by their own ID. So if I export a taxonomy term by its UUID, then I can't reference to this term in a node by its UUID. Bit weird. So it's not too good because it does not detect content dependencies. There I will show you, speak about another one which can detect content dependencies. Content dependencies, when a node references to another node, then the other node has to be exported or moved to the other side somehow to be able to allow the first node to reference to it. Do you understand me? Okay. UUID features doesn't always add itself as dependency to the feature it creates. So recreating the feature is not always possible out of the box. So I have to keep an eye on it if I'm using UUID features. To sum up, UUID features is, somewhat usable to export content which will be used for the static content of an empty site. So the demo content can be exported to a feature, to code. But it means that UUID features cannot be used for content staging. Let's see another one. Node export module. Well, it's almost the same. It uses the UUID module, which is still in alpha. Terms are exported by their own ID and UUID. I couldn't even imagine how it is possible to have two IDs for the same thing. But anyway, entity references and non-references are exported by their ID, their own ID, not UUID. So in the end, let's make this shorter. This is just the same. It's usable for static content, demo content of an empty site. Let's see another one. Default content module. It works somehow different. It doesn't use UUID. If I want to export a node with default content, then I have to add a machine name for that particular node. And it does not, it cannot export terms at, taxonomy terms at all. It cannot handle content dependencies. So it's just the same. It's usable for demo content of an empty site, not for content staging. So to sum up, I couldn't come up with any possibility to have a content export which allows me to do content staging. But clients want content staging, and it is doable. The first way of doing it is making use of deploy and services modules. The sending part is the deploy and UUID, which is alpha, and entity dependency. And the whole thing is about pushing content right from the staging site to the production site. When I was doing this presentation in Hungary and last year, deploy needed a patch for doing this. It is no longer needed. Entity dependency is still in dev phase, and it does need a patch. But anyway, using deploy and services is good, because if I add a node to a deploy plan, then it detects content dependencies and so on. Well, I think I'm getting more and more boring, so I'm trying to make this a bit more fun. Here is my first site, which I will kill it. I want to show that I'm not making any tricks. So I'm installing the site. I have set up a simple installation profile, which does at least only those things I particularly need. It installs admin menu and so. Okay. No, don't check for updates. I don't have internet connection right now. When I wanted to upload the code to GitHub, the Wi-Fi was tricking me. So Let's enable some features. Content types. Well, views and settings. I will use this site as the source one, the sender. I will have two content types in a minute or so. One of them is page, which has a body and a taxonomy reference. The other one is called article, which has an entity reference and a node reference field for the pages. Here is my view, which doesn't list anything yet. Let's create a page. This is the first page on site A, which is about Drupal. Technology is Drupal. That's the taxonomy term field. Let's create another one. Second page on site A, which is about WordPress. Let's save it and add an article. First article on site A about Drupal using entity reference and WordPress using node reference. This is the entity reference field, and this one is the node reference field. So I have created two page nodes, one article node, and two taxonomy terms in the technology vocabulary. The vocabulary and the content types are coming from the CTS feature. This is site A. Let's switch to site B. Well, kill it first. I'm not a magician. Same. Using the same install profile. Using the same features. Well, the password first. Well, this may seem a bit boring, but I'm showing you this in this way to show that I'm not a magician. That everything is in code. So let's enable the features. Content types, the deploy receiver part, settings, and the views. Deploy module is working by adding nodes to the deploy plan, and when all the nodes are added to the deploy plan, which I want to push to the other site, then I have to click deploy that plan. Deploy module will do dig up the content dependencies for me, then push the content itself. But let's add some content to the B site. First page on site B about Drupal. Second page on site B about Joomla. So I have two pages with two pages and two taxonomy terms in site B. Let's switch back to site A. I have three nodes and two taxonomy terms. I'm adding this node, the article one, to the deploy plan. And I'm deploying that plan. That 15 items are the three nodes, the two taxonomy terms, and so on. It's published. Okay, let's check site B. Where are these? Whoa, they are there. So, deploy module works. My nodes are there. I didn't have any node ID conflict. Let's check the taxonomy terms. Wow. What's the problem here? There are two Drupal terms, but why? Does anybody have any idea why I have two Drupal terms inside B? Well, I have created one Drupal term inside A, which has its own UUID. And I have created another Drupal term on site B, which has its own but different UUID. So they are technically two different taxonomy terms. But as you can see, WordPress is a taxonomy term coming from the site A. So deploy module can handle taxonomy terms as well, can dig up content dependencies on its own. So deploy module is a viable solution for content staging. But there are some drawbacks. Theoretically, it could transfer configuration as well. And theoretically, I could use a non-UID1 user, non-admin user on the receiver part, on the live site, which would be even better. But that user has to have access to everything that needs to be deployed. All the content types, editing them, creating them, all the taxonomy terms, etc. And there is one more, I call it drawback, in using deploy module. Deploy module's settings, both on the sender and the receiver part, can be exported to code via features. But if I export a sender, then the receivers, then the user on the receiver's part is exported to, with its username and password in clear text to the code. So the live site's UID1 credentials will go to the code base which is bad, I think. Well, let's see a different approach. Views and feeds. We have used a deploy module to push content from stage site to the production one. Let's see if we can make use of feeds and views to pull content from the stage to the production. I won't create any more notes. The views are set up, but I always forget the URL I should be using. That's the sender part. Well, I should have started with the receiver part. Let's clean up everything. Well, not our own notes. Delete notes from site A. Let's enable the feature which contains the feeds settings, the feeds importer. So, does anybody know why do I have to wait this much after enabling any feature? But it's here. So.
What about the
Good question. Views can't... Feeds is pulling one entity type at a time. So if I want to pull the nodes with taxonomy term references, then I have to pull the taxonomy terms first in a different step with a different feed importer from a different view on the sender part, on the stage side. But anyway, this needs a URL. Feeds needs a URL to pull the content from, which is the URL I keep forgetting all the time. Views, UI, settings, but the page node export. So I have a view which exports nodes into XML using views. This is available at this URL. I need to enter it on the live site. And voila. Two nodes have been created. And there they are. So feeds could definitely pull content from the stage. What the anyway. So feeds can pull from any URL via HTTP, but you can use feeds to import taxonomy terms from a CSV file or just about anything else, because feeds fetcher is pluggable and configurable. Then feeds passes it. This time in as XML, but it could pass CSV, OPML, etc. Again, it's pluggable and configurable. Then it feeds processes this input as nodes, but it could process them, process this input as taxonomy terms, users, because it's pluggable and configurable. Then feeds maps these parsed XML fields to node fields, and this field mapping is pluggable and configurable as well. And I can enable the feeds temper module, which can kick in if I want to replace, for example, if I want to replace Great Britain for United Kingdom or something like. If I want to replace every occurring of Joomla to Drupal. Or if I want to explode a comma-separated list of taxonomy terms on a node to be taxonomy terms. Well, this is how I can pull the taxonomy terms via the same feed with the nodes themselves. So they don't really need to be two different runs. But anyway, since both views and feeds are pluggable and configurable so deeply, I think this is the best solution to move content from stage to prod by pulling it via feeds and views. But we haven't yet finished, because there are so many unaddressed topics. I haven't spoken about importing content from outside of Drupal. I haven't checked ancient Drupal versions, unmaintained modules, and so on. I could have checked migrate module, taxonomy, import, export, XML module, and so on. I haven't checked, haven't covered in this session, how can I export or at least move files or images or any other special field types between the environments. Well, I could have used backup and migrate module to have a DB dump and load it via backup and migrate or simply MySQL. But I think it's not the way to go. Perhaps I would have checked a data export import module, which tries to export everything by its own ID into a file, which can be moved by Git. But I haven't tried this as well. But so I have 1 minute. Moving code between staging and production and any other number of environments is okay. Moving configuration between them is okay, because we can export the configuration from the database to code using features. Moving content has three approaches. One is exporting them to be code, so they became code. Well, it works somewhat with compromises. Pushing content from stage to production is okay, as we have seen by using deploy module. Pulling content to production directly from stage is okay as well, even better by using feeds and views. I have listed some useful readings, and one last note. Please, any module maintainers, be a bit more responsible. I mean, if you do release something which is considered to be used on production sites, then please release it and as stable modules, not development or alpha or anything else. Thank you for your patience. Are there any questions?
Hi. If I use views and feeds for staging, for content staging, do I need to use UUID module? Because when you export with views, when you exported with views, there was one tag, UUID.
You don't have to use UUID module if you want to move content, but if you want to have node references to each other, then you must have something to identify the nodes, so the references won't be broken. That's why I have used UUID. Any other questions? So, it was the fairy tale of multi-person, multi-environment, Drupal development. So I wish you develop happily ever after.
Thank you. Thank you.